Is it driving you crazy waiting for your manifestation to appear? The main problem I see my clients having is dealing with the doubt that creeps up while you're waiting for your manifestation to happen. Today, I am sharing 10 things you can do while waiting for your manifestation to show up. And these things are going to not only increase the likelihood that your manifestation is going to show up, but also strengthen your faith in the process. My name is Kath Kyle. Welcome to Success Manifestation, and I have some free gifts in the description below for you, so go and check those out. Why is waiting for a manifestation so hard? We live in a society where we get pretty much everything we want on demand. We want a TV show, we press a button. We want a parcel to be delivered, we just click a button and then it could appear that very same day. We're not used to waiting for things anymore. So manifesting what we want can feel like it takes too long and it really stretches our patience. Why do manifestations take so long to show up in the first place? Not all manifestations take a long time. You've probably experienced instant or near instant manifestation where you think of something and then it immediately appears. But those things that we desperately want, those are the things that tend to take a long time, and it gets really frustrating waiting for them because we desperately want them to happen. The reason why it seems to take a long time for the manifestations to appear that we desperately want is because we are consciously trying to manifest something that we feel like we can't get through any other means. If we could just use our remote controls or our phones to just order what we want and we had the money in the bank and we could just go and pay for it, then we wouldn't need to manifest it, or we wouldn't need to see it as a manifestation. It's still a manifestation, but we just don't see it like that. So when we get to the stage where we are consciously saying, I'm going to manifest this thing, it's because we already feel like it's too hard for us to get through any other means. For example, if you wanted to buy a new car and you had enough money to buy that new car in the bank, you would just go and buy the new car. You wouldn't declare that you were manifesting the new car, even though you would be manifesting the car. You wouldn't see it like that. You wouldn't see it as a conscious manifestation. You would see it as something you could easily get because you had the resources to do so. But if you don't have the money to buy a new car and you think it's impossible for you to get a new car, that's when you set about manifesting something when it already feels too hard. And if you do already have the money in the bank to go and buy the new car, and you go and buy the new car, they might say to you, well, the new car won't be in stock until another 6 months, but you can put the deposit down and we'll guarantee that you'll have the car of your dreams in 6 months. You would probably gladly wait 6 months knowing that you were definitely going to get your new car. So the waiting period wouldn't feel so long because you know that you are guaranteed to get your new car. So the only reason why the waiting period feels hard is because you feel like you're not going to get what you want, because you feel like it's impossible and it's too hard and you don't know when it's going to come and you feel like it's just not ever going to arrive. While I was planning this video and I was making notes on what I was going to talk about, I actually manifested something. I was trying to book tickets for a Lido, and a Lido is an outdoor swimming pool, and here in the UK we don't have that many outdoor swimming pools, so it's an experience that you don't get to have that often. And these particular tickets, I tried to book them last year and every time I looked they were always fully booked, so I had it in my mind that it was difficult to get a ticket. So they said that they were going to release all the tickets for the entire summer on one day, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. So yesterday, I wasn't available at about 9 o'clock. I got to my computer about 9:30 and I looked and the website was just crashing because there was too many people on it. Everybody's trying to book the tickets at the same time. And you've probably experienced this yourself. When websites can't handle the traffic, they just crash. And I was still trying to book the tickets 3 hours later and it was driving me crazy. And I was messaging my husband saying, I'm still trying to book these tickets. It just keeps crashing over and over again. It's really, really frustrating. And then all of a sudden, the website refreshes and it says, there are no tickets left. They are all sold out. And I was so disappointed. I thought, oh no. And then I remembered, of course, I can manifest things and I still forget in the moment that I can manifest what I want. So I sent my husband a message saying that all the tickets were sold out. I'd refreshed the page about 10 times and I got the same message every single time. And then I said to him, but I'm going to manifest this because I know I'm definitely going to have a ticket. So I decided I'm having a ticket. And then I refreshed the website a few more times. And then after about a minute, the website refreshed and then it said it had tickets for sale. So I was able to go and book two different dates for experiencing the Lido over the summer, which was the only two dates we could manage. They were the only dates that I was available and it had the exact dates that I wanted, and I got it almost immediately. It felt very quick. It felt very easy. But even though in the past it had felt impossible, I'd tried to do it before, I'd failed last year, it seemed like I was failing again this year, but suddenly I remembered I can manifest, and I forgot last year that I could manifest what I wanted. But the reason why I got it was because I decided I was definitely going to have the ticket. And if you've watched my video on what is manifestation, I explain the steps to manifestation. And the second step is you've got to decide that you are definitely going to have what you want. And when you decide that you definitely are going to have what you want, then you can move on to step number three, which is to imagine that you already have what you want. And this is what activates the manifestation. But you won't be able to activate the manifestation unless you believe you're definitely going to have the thing that you want. And then when it feels real in your imagination, at that point, you know that it's already happened in the 4D and you don't mind waiting for it in the 3D because you know it's definitely on its way. So I knew that I was going to have the tickets. I could have had to wait a month to get the tickets, but thankfully I got the ticket straight away, but I still have to wait a month to experience my manifestation because I've booked the tickets a month in the future. But I don't mind waiting because I know it's promised to me. And this is the attitude you need to take to all of your manifestations. Desires are promises. It's been promised to you. Therefore, expect it. Therefore, know it's going to come and imagine that you already have what you want. So now that you know how to manifest, I am going to share 10 ways to cope while waiting for your manifestation. And you're waiting for a manifestation probably because it feels hard, it feels difficult, or maybe it's just something that takes a long time, but you're frustrated and ready to give up because it feels like it's taking too long. This is exactly what you do while you're waiting. And I've heard a lot of manifestation teachers lately saying that you shouldn't need to wait a long time for any manifestation to appear, but I don't agree with this at all. Go and check out my video called How to Manifest in 3 Days or Less, and I explain this in this video. A lot of people are saying that any manifestation should be able to take 3 days or less, and that's just not the case. It's just not practical because there are certain things that you know are going to take longer than 3 days to plan and 3 days to manifest, and you're fine with waiting because there's other things that need to happen in the process to make that manifestation arrive. So here's what you can do while you are waiting. Number one is manifest boosters. Boosters are small manifestations. So you are waiting for your big manifestation, the manifestation that you are desperate for. And it feels like when you're just waiting for one manifestation that you've put all of your eggs into one basket and it's a win-lose situation. I either get it or I'm a failure. But if you could manifest some small things along the way, this is going to boost your confidence. This is going to prove to you that manifestation works. This is going to put a smile on your face. This is going to help you enjoy life in the process. So focus on manifesting some small things like free gifts, compliments, that kind of thing, alongside your big manifestations, because it helps to keep life exciting. Number two, chunking. If at all possible, break down a big manifestation into small chunks, and this will help you to manifest smaller things rather than seeing everything as this big daunting thing. It's like when you are setting goals and you break down your goals into small chunks, it's exactly the same thing. Some people say just manifest the end, but it can get really boring just waiting for this big manifestation all the time. So it's fine to manifest in baby steps. If you're trying to get married, then yes, focus on getting married, but you can also focus on manifesting a date in a place that you want, a really nice experience having the date, meeting somebody really nice, having nice communication with them, manifest a proposal, that kind of thing. Number three, while you are waiting, focus on experiencing life to its fullest. Make life as fun as you possibly can, because there's nothing worse than being miserable about your life and waiting for, I'll only be happy when I get this thing that I want. Decide that you are going to be happy right now and try and make your life as fun and exciting as possible right now. Even in very small ways, just what can you do, a very tiny thing for yourself today to make life more fun, have more me time, have more of an enjoyable human experience. Number four, decide that you are worthy of experiencing your manifestation. Go and watch my video called How to Receive Your Manifestation. If you don't feel like you're worthy enough, if you don't feel like you should have your manifestation, then that video is really going to help you. Because if you're not feeling like you are worthy of having your manifestation, then you are going to imagine something contradictory. You are going to imagine that you don't have your manifestation. You are going to imagine telling somebody that you don't have your manifestation, that you're sick of waiting for your manifestation, and this imaginary thought, this reverse memory, will become more powerful and it will contradict the first imaginary scene, the first reverse memory, and then you won't get what you want. So you have to feel worthy of receiving what you want. Number five, educate yourself as to how manifestation actually works. Go and watch my video on the science behind manifestation. Once you know how it truly works and it has been proven by science, then you will start to really believe it's possible. Then you will put more emphasis on, yes, I can have what I want. I am worthy. I am going to receive it because the science has proven it. Number six, inspire yourself. Motivate yourself through listening to other people's success stories and their testimonials. These are your manifestation models. These are people who have modeled that you can experience what you want because they have experienced the very thing that they wanted. There's a lot of times where you don't even realize that you can get what you want until you see that other people have received what you want and you think, ah, if it's possible for them, it's also possible for me. And I have several of these videos on my channel, how I manifested my dream life, my dream business, my dream home, etc. Number seven, remember who you are. Remember that you are the powerful creator. You are infinite intelligence. You have everything you need to create everything you want. Your human self is just an illusion. That's not who you truly are. You are here to experience being a human, but you can create exactly what you want. Your imagination is the infinite mind, is the one mind that connects everything together. So when you imagine that you have what you want, you are compelling everything in your reality to change based on what you desire. Your desires were put there by yourself, by the infinite intelligence, the one mind. Go and watch Who is the Thinker of Your Thoughts, another video that I have, and that will explain more about who you really are. Number eight, challenge yourself. Join a fun manifestation challenge. I have a free 30-day manifestation challenge, which is another one of my videos. It's my video called Manifestation Challenge. I've always had what I wanted. So you can go and join that challenge and manifest that you've always had the thing that you want. And that will help to bring it to you much more quickly. And it will also make this process a lot more fun. And you can join in with other people doing the same thing. Number nine, change things up. We are all using different manifestation techniques to get what we want. All manifestation techniques work. All of them activate the imagination. The imagination is the only thing that activates manifestation. So as long as your manifestation technique activates your imagination, then it does work. So change it up. Are you getting bored of doing the same manifestation technique? Try a different one. Why not try creating your own mind movie? Why not create your own affirmations audio track? I have loads of different manifestation techniques on this channel. So go and check out some of the other ones and have more fun in the process. And number 10, see if you are on track for receiving your manifestations by checking for signs. And I have a video all on this called 10 Surprising Signs That Your Manifestation Is Coming True. So go and watch that and see if you think that you have got enough signs that your manifestation is on its way. And this is probably not what you think. It's not going to be seeing angel numbers and that kind of thing. This is actually what you need to do to see if your manifestation is on its way. The easiest and most life-transforming thing I have ever manifested was my perfect day. I went about manifesting my perfect day all wrong to start with. I made it too hard. I was trying to physically control the process. I was asking myself, well, how am I going to get my perfect day? And my answer was that I need the money to be able to manifest moving my whole family and pay for this, that, and the other. So I was constantly trying to manifest money, and my heart really wasn't in it. What I truly wanted to manifest was my perfect day. And when I focused on manifesting my perfect day and I dropped the how in which it was going to appear, it appeared very, very quickly within just a matter of a few months. We'd moved countries to a warmer climate. My whole family was now living in the same area. They were previously scattered all over the country. We moved right next to a beach in my dream home, dream location, with a sea view. And it all came when I decided that I was destined to have what I wanted, and I imagined that I already had it. And I've got a full course that helps you do the same, and it's a very low price right now, so go and check that out in the description below. Leave me a comment below letting me know whether or not you have had to wait a long time for a manifestation and whether or not it finally showed up. And please like this video because it helps more people to find it. And if you want to learn how to manifest more success, then go and check out some of my other videos. And now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.